Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. This is the Warcraft Movie Edition. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. And we're here with Joe. You can find on Twitter somehow. I don't know what it is, but...
Morbid Lobster.
Nailed it. There you go, folks. Morbid Lobster. So, the peaceful realm of Azeroth stands on the brink of war as its civilization faces a fearsome race of invaders, orc warriors fleeing their dying home to colonize another. As the portal opens to connect the two worlds, one army faces destruction and the other faces extinction. From opposing sides, two heroes are set on a collision course that will decide the fate of their family, their people, and their homes. So, at this point, myself and Michael Self have never played Warcraft, so we're just going to leave the room and let Joe ramble about what was right, what was wrong, and what you should know.
We're going to set the timer for about 55 minutes, and we're going to come back and go ahead and shut this down.
Yeah.
Most of you will be sleeping or have turned it off by then.
Or they'll be just screaming at Joe for not saying what they want to hear or something.
True that. True that. So what do you want to... You want to get started with game comparison?
I don't know.
I mean, again, you and I don't really... We don't know nothing about the game. Well, don't really care about the game.
I understand that millions of people play the game, but the billions that potentially can watch the movie probably don't care. But I'm sure there are a lot of people that do give a shit.
They might care.
Oh, I guarantee you there's people that are...
Oh, I'm sure there's people dissecting.
No, I guarantee there's people that are going to be very, very particular about...
I need a bigger sock on my mic.
Fuck, put a sock in your mouth if you don't shut the fuck up.
Oh, oh, oh. Shit getting real, son.
All right, Joe,
mark it up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of comparisons. Now, for people that haven't realized, it's not particularly a World of Warcraft movie. It's a Warcraft movie. This takes place way back, like, the period of the first game, which was orcs versus humans, or humans versus orcs, whatever, whichever way it was.
They're fighting each other.
Yeah. Depends on what side you're on.
So this actually predates the World of Warcraft time. And so there's people that are going to go in. If you are a player of World of Warcraft, you're definitely going to recognize a lot of things that you're just going to know from the lore and having played the game and learning about the past from various quests within the game.
Unless you're one of those people that just bash the button and to get through the quest and don't pay attention, then, you know,
Scott.
Whatever. No, not me. That was you.
Not me. I do quests.
Your famous words are always just spam X.
No.
Yo,
stop
yo,
it.
Yo.
You're silly. Silly.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you don't read all the quest text...
I mean, seriously though, you're still in that cutscene?
Hey, do I have to mute you?
But even if you don't do that kind of thing, you'll still pick up on a lot of this stuff. You know, the places, the map, the areas, that type of stuff is very familiar. There was even cool nods to certain areas. There's like a starting zone by Stormwind, and I guarantee you everybody that's ever tried playing a human and got to the second area where all the Murlocs are, it's just a notorious area for Murlocs. Have been murdered by like just a gang of Murlocs. Every human in the game has at some point been over there. So as they're riding past on horse, you hear a Murloc in the background making noise. And I just thought, like, you know, things like that were just really awesome.
He couldn't point that out when we were all sitting there.
Murlocs.
So let me ask you this.
What's a Murloc?
That's part two. Part one, compared to what you remember from the game, how did the cities look on the screen?
Oh, amazing.
No, like, did they look the way they should?
Yeah.
I mean, the buildings probably weren't in the same place, but...
Well, I'm just saying.
No, like, they it was pretty crazy. It's like it had the look, absolutely. They definitely had the look. Now, it's not showing you specific shops or anything like that, so, you know, you couldn't compare it on that scale, but the look of it is very, very, very much
correct. there wasn't a blacksmith sign over the blacksmith
shop.
I mean,
I'm just saying, if they ever did a Final Fantasy XI movie and Juno wasn't right, I'd probably have a little something to say, you know?
First of all, I don't remember what Juno looks like.
I know exactly what it looked like. It was the brown bricks, and it was side by side by... Oh, wait, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, dummy. Well, here, let me say something, though, because I haven't gotten a chance to talk yet. Well, see, now, when I was going into this, I sort of thought there was going to be more game... Not that there wasn't any game reference, and not that I would actually...
Know anyway.
Initially, no. But I thought there would be not really more class structure, but kinda. You know, where, like, this guy's... Again, I don't know the game exactly, but I would venture to say that...
Well, there's orcs, there's dorks, there's right. mages, there's pages.
And there was a few races represented, let's just say. I mean, this movie was primarily orcs versus humans, basically.
Correct.
For the most part. But there wasn't a lot of... again, I don't know the, like, mages guild, fighters guild, whatever the case may be, but there wasn't a real lot of, you know, job classes.
This is actually in a period of time where...
So, like, kind of before?
You didn't... The mages were very segregated from the warriors. The magic users were kind of considered very taboo at this time. So you do see more of just, like, warriors. You see mages on a smaller scale, but like I said, they're kind of either, you know, revered or feared. So, but yeah, it kind of develops into a lot more as time progresses.
Dig it. I mean, they did sort of show, like, that separate...
Yeah, well, I mean, you do see...
I forget where that guy was. What was that kid's name? We'll have to double-check that.
Which one?
The magician kid.
Oh, Khadgar?
Khadgar, that's right. He was kind of the main focal point...
Yeah, of, like...
Of part of the film there.
Yeah, like, bringing in, you know, that side of it, the mages, the magic, and, you know, kind of bridging... that gap between the two and showing them that they're, you know, not people to be feared, but they can coexist together.
So the movie, I don't want to say opens up, but basically you have the main orc mage, which was Gul'dan, correct? Right. Okay. So their world is dying, like it said in the little synopsis, and they're trying to create this gate that uses the life force of people to, you know, to maintain, to keep open so that people can go through. So they don't really have that much going on in their world, so they send through only their strongest to go and try to drum up some more lives for the portal to keep it open so they can bring the rest of the army and conquer the whole world. The one thing, what was Garona? That never, like, her whole role in the movie kind of just...
I'm 90% sure she was just supposed to be the hot orc.
No, I mean, I'm sure that was the case. Well, here was the thing. Like, in the orc world, she was not more or less a slave, you know, because she was a half-breed. So, you know, they burned her mother or killed her mother the second she was born. They kept her around just... as a worker, as a slave, to do whatever they wanted. Yet she still had this, like, weird tradition, like, this is what the orcs would do.
Well, she still is.
Yeah.
Very
steep
in obviously tradition. In her mind,
she's nothing but a... Well, she's...
But that's...
She's never been treated as anything but a slave. Yes. So to hold those traditions seemed a little weird at first. And then when she came over, like, literally it took... a 45-minute conversation, she's like, yeah, fuck those orcs. We're taking... I'm going to go kill somebody. You know, like... They're like, I don't know if we can trust you. Here's a knife. Here's now, a sword.
Is you know, there like, is there a half-breed in the game? Or is it just straight up
orcs? No, these are characters from
the game. Well, that's what I'm saying. She's a half-breed
orc. Yeah, did anyone, is that like a thing? Did anyone notice the conversation between her and Medivh?
Medivh was... Smidge,
the guardian.
Oh, which one?
The one where he said he was traveling.
Oh, is he the dad? Is that kind of the...
Think about that.
Yeah, no, I kind of was thinking of it when we were sitting there, but it sort of was like not exactly...
I don't recall this.
When he gave her the... When he sent her in the portal to go see Lothar after the battle at the place with the electricity.
Right.
I'm trying to not give it was away not, the farm
it was,
here.
It was lightning, but...
Okay. Right. Well, it was like an electrical current.
No, I know, I know. No, actually, I did not pick up on that.
Yeah, no, I totally did, but then I thought they would kind of circle back, and then all of a sudden, shit got serious. And
it's a long movie. I didn't sleep very well. I'm not going to lie. I may have...
Come on.
Not fell asleep, but I may have just kind of spaced out for a little bit. But, no, I do kind of recall that part. But, well, I don't know. I don't have TV, so I don't watch a lot of trailers. I didn't even see a trailer for this, I don't think.
Really?
I just know everybody knew it was out because everybody kept talking about it. So I was a little shocked when I first saw Anduin Lothar, who is Travis Fimmel, who is Ragnar Lothbrok from Vikings, and that show is amazing. So right away, I'm super pumped about that because he's just awesome.
I was pretty happy because the show Preacher just started up, and Dominic Cooper plays Preacher, and he is also the king.
He is the king.
Which I did see the trailer and didn't really notice that he was the king. And I kind of dig him. Didn't dig his hair as the king, though. I feel like they could have... I mean, that might be some type of... You know,
long hair is the style.
Every game's got that bad hairdo that you can give your character. And I feel like they gave him that do as the king, where they could have just gave him the cool ponytail. Everyone knows that they have the ponytail.
So what's this... What was the name of that stupid...
The place with the stuff?
No, the magic.
The fell magic. Yeah. The fell is magic. That a thing?
Yes, is that?
Yeah.
Well, elaborate, man. You're the fucking resident expert.
Get off his back, guy.
I'm just saying, you guys keep looking at me to talk. Yeah. I don't know
you
nothing
can't just
about
throw
this.
It out there.
Yes, it is. It is basically what... It is what killed the original Orc land, which was the Outworld. And that's why they eventually came over. And... If like in the game, when you go to these areas, they are very barren, dry. There's not a lot of life there, and it's because of these things.
Because of the fell magic.
Yeah, like
which, by the way, for those of you listening, fell magic uses life force to use magic.
Yeah, so they're literally draining the life out of people
and the land.
Yeah.
And the creatures.
And in the movie, they sort of show that right away when they do that initial teleportation move. They basically had drawn up all these slaves from the Outworld and literally put them in cages, sat them next to where Gul'dan was going to do his trick and...
His trick.
His neat little magic trick.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, oogie boogie. So he...
Open sesame.
Yeah. He might as well have said that.
I know, right?
And then he legit just drew the life force, fueled his magic. And he uses that term later. If you're not fuel, if you're not going to be fed, you're going to be fuel. He actually said that to Gorum or something, if I'm not mistaken. Which was actually, I thought, was kind of like a badass line to say to a dude.
Right.
You know? It's kind of some Samuel Jackson shit right there.
Right.
Yeah. So, I dug it.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. I really liked that they turned that you get to see Medivh kind of transform.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. That was totally like a video game storyline if I ever saw one. And take your pick of an MMO. I thought that was like awesome, where your most trusted becomes the most not that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like. Completely something I didn't
becomes
really
your enemy.
Well, not even no, it wasn't even an enemy. It was something completely...
Well, he was overtaken by the fel magic.
Oh, for sure.
And transformed
And into
an enemy.
No, not an enemy. It was something beyond that. He was an enemy of...
The state?
Of everything that there was. You know what I mean? He couldn't be...
Yeah, he had a very similar look to Illidan Stormrage, who is another character in the game.
All right, so when they first came through, I want some opinions here, because when they first opened the gate in the beginning and people started running through, and then our main orc and his pregnant wife went running through, and when they ran through, they ended up underwater, and they were the only two there. Where did all the other orcs
go? They weren't
go?
The only two.
No, when they came out of the water, everybody was swimming up and coming to the surface, but underwater, when they first came through...
Oh, he saw her right away.
There were no other orcs but those two in the water. Background. No, they weren't.
They were.
No, they weren't.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude,
I
paid attention.
You didn't... You just said you fell asleep, guy.
I didn't say I fell asleep. I said I...
You were sleepy.
Spaced out.
Oh, Johnny spaced out.
Yeah,
tell me.
2 hours in to a 9-hour movie.
That they were passing through, and that's just who they focused on.
Look in the background next time.
Put that in your pipe.
No, there was nobody. There was
Joe?
No. There was nobody.
Right,
in the
but
background.
I'm saying you can't have 10 guys Joe? All running through at once
Scott's
and then nobody
just been
in the water.
And he doesn't like it.
No.
Well, yeah.
So Mike is gone. Joe, here's what I'm saying. I understand that this is the two they focused on. I get it, but they ran through with a shit ton of other orcs, and there was no other orcs under the water. With
you know,
you're,
but
you're
that's,
done. You're done.
I'll talk in his mic.
That's, now you're both gone.
That oh. seems, you know, I guess.
I understand
a bit
they're
more
trying
cosmetic,
to emphasize.
But,
I feel that I saw others swimming in the water.
And that's because you are. I don't know. Shut up.
I don't know. They were
Shut
swirling
up,
around. They were swirling around each other, trying to reach for each other.
Well, I think they were just
and
trying
I think
to
they
emphasize.
Just kind of, I think they kind of just focused in on that to have just for more dramatic effect
to emphasize the fact that she's in labor.
Yeah.
At the second she goes through the portal.
Well, yeah. It would induce it. They already said that she was ready to pop when they were in the tent.
Oh yeah.
Sound effects. Included.
Right. Okay, so...
I thought the whole scene coming out of there was pretty good, where she kind of was, like, induced, and then you saw Golan? Now I keep forgetting his name.
Golnar.
Big Daddy Kane.
Golan.
Well, you saw him, and you initially think he's going to do something wretched.
Horrendous, yeah.
But
yeah.
He doesn't, and then when he does that, it basically was... Because it's the first child born in the new world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So said child might have a claim to said additional things.
Oh, said child is a big part of the storyline.
Is that a name? Goel?
Huh?
Goel? Is that a name?
That baby is who is Thrall, which is the leader of who eventually becomes the leader of the orcs.
Ah.
Who
dig that.
Spoilers.
Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Spoilers
for the 10 people that played World of Warcraft.
Yeah, exactly. The game's been out. First of all, the thing is
right,
that,
if you played the game, you already know, and if you didn't play the game,
you
can't. You
have no idea.
So.
Yeah.
Basically, so this is happening.
Basically, if you haven't played the game, you have no idea what we're talking about. You don't know any of these names. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But if you played the game, there's...
I saw the movie.
All this has been spoiled long
right.
ago.
Well, and that was another thing, too, and that I kind of found with this... First of all, let's just go on record, because nobody said anything. I actually love this movie.
Oh, it's amazing.
I don't know if anybody picked up on it by our conversation yet, but this is not a... We hated the movie.
I do. My biggest complaint that involves this movie... Is that critics? Just I don't know what they were watching. I have no idea.
Are we about to critic bash? Let's do it.
Oh yeah, because I can pretty much I'd put money on this. They went in with the preconceived notion that this was a video game movie. Video game movies are bad. Therefore, I'm going in with a negative attitude, and I'm going to not like this. They went in, did what they told themselves they were going to do, and wrote bad reviews. Everyone I know that has seen this movie that is not a paid professional critic.
How many paid professional critics do you know?
A couple.
I mean, none.
He knows
but
a couple.
I know,
I'm an unpaid professional
but,
critic.
Yeah, but I know people that have seen this movie. that have and have not played the game. And all the people seem to agree that they enjoy the movie a lot.
I'm telling you right now, and you can put me on the record, and it's no secret that Lord of the Rings isn't my favorite, but I don't think it's horrible. And I think this is easily, I mean, I can't put a how many times better, but it's a multiplication factor times better than Lord of the Rings, in my opinion.
Well,
and I honestly, and Joe, you know this, I am not a fan of Warcraft, never was, never even wanted to be. I watched it, I saw it, didn't hate it, but it was just never something I thought I would even be interested in.
Just not for you.
I was a Final Fantasy guy.
Yeah.
Big deal. You know, it's Nintendo and Sega. When you're playing Sega, you hate Nintendo games. I don't know what to tell you. So, but the point is, this movie, it, to me,
it surpasses all that.
Yeah, I mean, I would have...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That this is one ticket that is... I feel like I paid too little for it, if that's a thing. Dude. You know, normally you go spend $10, you're like, shit, I should get $9 back. Yeah. You know what I mean? This one, it's like $10. Shit, I got a deal.
Yeah.
I think.
There was a lot of cool stuff in this. Like, when they first...
And how good did it look?
Oh, it looked amazing. When they first showed that portal, when you first see the portal, if you've played this game, like, I was so geeked. Like, I was ready to jump out of my own skin. My eyes were just wide. I was just like, oh my god, this is so amazing. When they were going through that portal, it was just and then when you first see like Stormwind and you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's awesome.
And that was another thing that I was thinking when I was watching the movie too, and you weren't next to me, so I couldn't like elbow you. But there's a scene where the king is talking to what's her name? Goran? The half breed Goran? Is that her name?
Garona.
Garona. I'll get it by the time we're done with this. When he's talking to her and he points up to the ceiling to say this, that, and the other thing, I'm like, man, that must have been like the exact map from the game.
Oh yeah,
know what I mean?
Oh,
like yeah. It was. Like it was. And Scott, you know, playing all these stupid games that we play, those maps are something that ends huge. Up embedded in your mind. You know what I mean? Like the Final Fantasy map.
He wanted to pay an artist to paint the mural on the wall that we all played it in.
This is true. Oh, yeah. I would have, too. I would have paid $1,000 at the time. I mean,
oh, dude, if you told me, like I could pay someone to paint that world onto my...
Ooh, that'd be
yeah,
awesome.
I'd do it, too. Yeah, I can guarantee you, Blizzard was very, very involved in this. So, you know, they took a lot of care to make sure that this movie was done correctly. Maybe that doesn't appeal to critics, but as a fan, it definitely worked for me. You know, honestly, if I sat here and tried to think of how many video game movies I actually do like, to me, this is the best one I've ever seen.
Oh, for sure. As far as video game movies go, I can't think of another one other than maybe...
Super Mario Brothers?
No, that one is... I mean, well, that was an instant classic. Well, you know what this movie reminded me of, and it's not even close to the same topic. Deadpool, only for the fact that critics did not like it.
Oh no!
But fans of said character, just like this, I think fans like this, and you can see it in the, you know, the user reviews that are around. And people just general fans of the genre and the game are obviously digging it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I am not a Warcraft fan. Don't get me wrong. I kind of the same way I feel, though, is that if you go into this movie not wanting to hate it, you're not going to.
Oh, no, not at all.
I don't see how you could. And if you're going to this movie... Unless you're paying money to see something you know you're going to hate and want to hate, you're going there to see a movie. You know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, it's a. I don't want to keep using the Lord of the Rings comparison, but
it's,
you know, it's the world of that type. You know,
yeah,
the medievalish, magical, weird creatures,
yeah, and it's
different
not like,
races. I mean, it's very And I'm not saying that Warcraft is like Lord of the Rings or vice versa, but I mean they are. There are obvious similarities.
There's obvious similarities.
Fantasy. Right, yeah. It's fantasy. It's fantasy land.
I mean, if you were to go and talk to people at Blizzard, I guarantee you they're going to openly admit that, you know, Tolkien is an influence.
Right.
Well, he's an influence on everybody in the fantasy genre. There is not an MMO
around exactly.
that doesn't have some type of Tolkien influence between, to it.
Yeah, that and like that other series just I read, RPGs Wheel of Chime. In general. Like, there's a lot of that stuff. There's just. It's all based on basically, like you said, the same fantasy genre.
Yeah,
blah blah blah. So,
yeah, I mean that's the entire existence.
Not make elves anymore.
Yeah.
Every game's got elves.
The entire existence of
and they're good archers.
RPGs is has some relation to Tolkien,
right?
And elves do have fantastic agility.
Just saying. I mean, it's everyone knows it.
Yeah, you can't deny the agility of an elf. But that was another cool thing that...
Scott and I prefer Mithras, but we'll talk about it later.
My first character was a night elf, actually. But
in Elder Scrolls, I'm a dark elf.
No, I'm actually an Argonian in Elder Scrolls.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
From V. They ripped it off.
The lizard people. But that was a cool thing, too, that... even though it was more focused on the orc-human thing, it did show some of the other races. You did see some of the night elves. You actually did see some of the dwarves. So it
who are the guys with the shiny eyeballs at the Mages Guild? And I'm saying Mages Guild because I don't know anything.
Those are the high mages from the Kirin Tor. And naturally. That's actually located... there's a floating city...
I figured that part out because he had to fly there and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, because
that's where he was training, and we're talking about Kadar?
Khadgar?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it was basically part of Azeroth that was ripped out of the ground and risen above the land as a way to protect it.
This podcast would be way different without you here. It's got me like, yeah, that was awesome. Remember that time when that dude punched that guy?
Yeah, Dalaran's actually in one of the expansions. You eventually get to go there.
Dope.
Which was, it was definitely awesome there.
We need a Final Fantasy movie, Scott, so that way we can...
There's two animated ones that have nothing to do with the games that I've played.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
No, they are. The one Final Fantasy... Well, pause. Let's not even start, because the one movie I actually
that's
really
a whole other podcast.
Yeah, I was just about to go on a tear.
Yeah, but I mean... If you are a fan of the game, you're not gonna be disappointed at all. They were on top of their game. They completely, there's nothing altered. There isn't weird things like, hey, this person in the storyline is actually doing this, not that. None of that.
That's why I brought that up in the beginning with the whole job class thing or whatever. Like, just to clarify for some people that expect to go in there and see some dude being a level 13 white mage with a sack that holds 40 items. Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking Final Fantasy talk because that's the only MMO I know
besides
Elder Scrolls.
You see a limited amount of mages. It's not like you see tons of shaman running around or anything of that nature.
Basically just warriors versus warriors.
Yeah, for the most part. Paladins, warrior types, stuff like that. I mean, it's very raw, brute force type of battles.
Correct.
No, I like it.
Oh, yeah, it's just overall, I have no idea where in the world these critics were at while the movie was playing.
Right, and I didn't read any reviews. Well, no, that's a fact.
You're never going to have a fantasy or even a sci-fi movie that, well, maybe sci-fi if it's, got Matt Damon at the helm.
Well, that was a good movie. Settle down.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but...
That should have won the Oscar.
He has to be in it to get that kind of attention.
That's another
dude.
Talk.
Anything could have won over the Revenant, but that's a whole nother.
Dude,
that's a podcast we did 2 months ago.
Yeah. Scott at Review and Roast, Mike at Review and Roast. We hated that movie.
It was the worst.
I've actually talked to other people and they still think it's good, and I'm like, what? Anywho, yeah. So the point is, I think that this movie, the obviously, there's no such thing as orcs yet.
What?
But
not on this plane of existence.
Exactly. So
they make the portal.
Yeah, exactly.
The gate's coming, guy. Hey. You ever see Stargate?
Yes. We Within should... the last year.
Hmm.
Dude, that show's great.
I was talking about the movie.
And
the yeah, show. That movie, the movie's great, too.
But I thought the CGI was actually... I mean, obviously, we're getting better every year, naturally. Oh, yeah. It's called technology. But it looked good.
It was ridiculous. This
movie was top-notch.
I mean, to now, I mean, this is like, to me, almost as revolutionary, and I'm using that word, as like Star Wars was back in the day. For the time that that movie came out, it was, people were like,
well, oh, yeah. It was
like,
insane.
I think in outer space. Like, this movie, you're like, holy, like, it's done very, very well. Like, it looks very, very good.
Oh, it wow. Looks.
What?
Well, I was just going to compare it to Lord of the Rings again. Not whatever, but that when Lord of the Rings came out, the CGI in that movie was like, this is the top of the game right now. And the Lord of the Rings, the first movie, the budget was $93 million. Do you know what the budget was for this movie?
160.
Did you look it up?
You're a dork.
Quit pounding the table.
I was actually gonna say like
200 and something because I figured.
I think they got a deal for the way it looked.
No, I think they got it cheap.
Oh,
really?
God, it looked
fucking beautiful. It was ridiculous. How good.
And for those that don't know, like we talked about earlier with the whole baby.
You don't know, now you know.
Well, when we talked about the whole baby thing and this other stuff, the movie's primed for a sequel and and beyond. I mean,
You could easily keep doing movies.
Oh, they could easily do 10 of these movies.
Here's the thing, like
they can make a Harry Potter out of this.
When you have
so much lore.
When you have a movie franchise possibly backed by Blizzard who makes $1 million a month, you know, millions a month.
Square Enix needs to get on it.
For, you know, for all the subscriptions to Warcraft. Like,
oh, for sure.
That was nothing for them.
Also, nothing. For those of you that don't know, like, these games, okay, and you're, the three of us might not all play the same ones forever, but Scott and I played Final Fantasy for a long time, and we paid in the neighborhood of $14 a month for years,
mm-hmm.
along with 100,000 people. Easily. I mean, at
per server.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there were 13 servers at one
right,
time.
Right, so I mean, do the quick math on that, and yeah, you're doing okay.
$160 million for a movie is chump change.
Yeah,
Warcraft was always more popular than Final Fantasy.
Oh, for sure, who knows what the servers were over there.
Probably.
There was a lot of them, and I would buy my subscriptions in six-month chunks because that was the cheapest I could get it, and I was like, I don't care. 6 months from now, I'll still be playing.
Right.
And yeah, I pretty
and,
much
and what,
was.
What was it for the 6 months? $60 or 50
Oh,
or
no,
something?
It was, what did it work out to? I think it actually works out to $11.99 a month, technically, then.
Right.
If you buy it in six-month chunks.
Right, yeah. So $70, $140 a year.
Times you played for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, but times a million people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You're starting to get to numbers that are silly, and that's how popular these things are. Yeah. And
then you got to figure, it's not only that game series that Blizzard has. They also make, you know, really good money off of the StarCraft series. There's professional leagues for that game. That game's popular worldwide as a competitive game. You also have the Diablo series, which has been popular for a long time, and the last Diablo game came out on console as well. So now they're getting a stronger console presence. Now they just released Overwatch, which is another amazing game.
Oh, I keep forgetting
game.
About that.
Yes, another
we'll be doing an Overwatch podcast, I think, in the next week or two.
I think we should. The three of us do it. Chris plays it,
absolutely.
Max plays it.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean that's a game, and let me get to my point on that game, which is what I don't want to say turned me off, but everyone knows my complaint about Warcraft from back in the day was that, and I'm going to use the Nintendo and Sega reference again, but to me, Warcraft was It was cartoony.
More, yeah, more kiddie
looking. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It was just...
It was just that graphically it was more of a cartoony
right,
look.
Right, and yeah. I'm not saying that it didn't... It's not. It doesn't have any type of real feel, but Final Fantasy was more realistic. I'm contradicting myself.
It was even... Well, no, no. Well, graphically
those
wise,
worlds
it
are
was.
Real.
And right, yeah, right. Once you finally saw it, when I started playing, because you guys played on PS2, which was dumb, and I played on PC, which looked even 10 times better than that, mm-hmm. Then you were like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, even on...
Scott's the best.
On PlayStation 2, it was still, in my opinion, a better-looking game than Warcraft. I'm not saying that you can't... I'm not saying that Warcraft didn't look good for what it was trying to do.
It just looked like Nintendo 64.
Right, and that's the same thing like how I was initially turned off with Overwatch was... Scott and I play a lot of Battlefield 4 and games of that magnitude, like MAG back in the day or whatever. And that's a real game. You know what? No, real game. Of course, it's a real
it's
game.
More realistic
it's a,
looking.
It's a realistic shooter
yeah.
Where Overwatch is a cartoony shooter.
See, now that's what makes me enjoy Overwatch more so.
Oh, naturally. I
can, love that.
I can guarantee you would pick Overwatch over Battlefield because you're a Warcraft guy.
Well, it's... It has nothing to do with it as much as like how just that game looks great. I really enjoyed.
I want to fly in a bird.
I really enjoyed the look of like Team Fortress 2, which is kind of a cartoony look. You know, I like that that lack of realism. I like that silliness and the kind of crazy stuff that you can do. Like, look at all the move sets. I play a character that is not a killer at all. I keep people alive. I bounce around from person to person trying to keep them alive and not get killed. You know, I can pull out a cheap pistol that can do some damage. It's steady, but you know what I'm saying? I'm against most, you know, damaged characters, I'm not going to live. I only have 200. Well, geez.
Definitely not with that attitude.
But what I'm saying
I got killed
is
by
that,
her this morning, by the way.
Mercy?
Yeah, she killed
me. Oh, whoever that Mercy player was, you're awesome. I love you.
Yeah.
No.
For when killing Mike?
No, no. When you
hey, thanks for the movie.
No, no. When you get a kill as Mercy, that's big time. Because you're not a killer in that game, you know?
I mean, I had popped out of my mech and was getting beat down.
Oh, yeah, you only got like 150 health at that
but,
point.
Yeah.
No, a good Mercy will kill you if she has to. But...
Her whole point is keep people alive.
P.S. Joe doesn't have any kills.
With Mercy?
Hashtag love, not war.
I do play like the hippiest character in the game. But I totally love that fantasy aspect of it. And, you know, the unique different abilities and the guns and stuff like that. And that was one of the things that really attracted me to Warcraft, or World of Warcraft, more so, was... That uniqueness of being able to go into a world, create basically a representation of yourself online that you could customize in any particular type of way that you wanted to. If you wanted to play a certain class, you picked that class. You got to spec them out different ways and, you know, get certain abilities that other, you know, types of classes didn't have and things like that. And it eventually got to a point where you had multiple... setups that you could do and switch over in between fights, and I just thought that was a really cool aspect, especially like if you're at a point where in your life where things like the whole outside world just kind of seems just nothing's really going on really good, and then you jump into a world like that where you actually make a difference, and you know, there's a sense of accomplishment and reward in there, you know, and the, you know, instead of just going to some job for, you know, crap pay or whatever and doing something you don't like because you got to pay the bills, you know, and that was a big part of what attracted me to that game.
That's Joe making sense of MMOs for everybody.
Yeah.
When I jumped back on Final Fantasy, I was texting you pictures every day. And then when I hit 99, you were like, all right, it's on.
I know.
And then you came back.
I really did. I know. I'm not denying it.
Long story short,
I'm just as addicted as the next guy, believe
me. The level cap in Final Fantasy was 75. A few years ago, they raised it to 99, but that was after we had quit. I never made 75, so I came back. got to 99 and took pictures and sent them to him. And he's like, I'm coming over next weekend. We're setting me up. And it was like a five-hour process.
It did suck. It sucked.
Square Enix is the absolute worst at trying to
get shit squared away. But once it was, once we figured out what the deal was, it actually wasn't so bad.
And if that game ever goes free to play, I will be playing again.
Talking about it makes me angry. Because now I just
don't want to spend $15 a month to play a game once or twice. You know?
No, believe me. Yeah, I know.
I don't have that much time. But if it's free and I can get on a couple days a month, I would totally still.
And no offense to the other games or whatever,
I would just go teleport me.
We're playing Elder Scrolls now, but I honestly, legit, still like Final Fantasy better.
It was the best game. It was the best MMO.
To me, whatever. I'm not going to kick Warcraft into balls.
I will.
I'm not offended because I feel that everybody that plays MMOs or has ever enjoyed an MMO, there will never be anything like your first MMO.
The first one that you play is
so amazing. That experience, you've never played anything like that. You've never done anything like that. And that much depth in a game and that experience and that kind of connection that you have with that character, it's something like nothing else in gaming. And once you experience that for the first time, you will enjoy other MMOs. There's many I played. I enjoy Final Fantasy XI. I enjoy Guild Wars 2, Guild Wars 1.
Yeah, I never got into Guild Wars.
Rift was a really good game. I played a bunch of those, but World of Warcraft was the first one I played.
I think that had I ever sat down and actually made a character or played that game, I probably would have been as into. Maybe again, like you're saying, though, I might not have been as into it as Final Fantasy, but I thoroughly enjoy Elder Scrolls, even though I don't think it's the best by any means.
There are so many things in that game. But I do want to point something out.
There's a
jillion
really problems in Elder Scrolls.
We haven't mentioned.
But there's a jillion cool things as
well. In 15 minutes?
Yeah, we're totally off the movie.
Yeah, this turned into a video game cast.
Yeah. So.
I was at least throwing in Warcraft.
With the chips over there.
So why don't we get...
Let's get back, because I honestly still love this movie, even though we haven't talked about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's get back on what sidetracked us?
Everything.
Stuff.
Life.
Blizzard doing a really great job at everything.
And they did. And let's just focus on that for a moment, because I thought character actor choices were fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
And like we were talking a bit before we sat down... there's a couple actors playing parts here that I think were, I don't want to say wasted, but you have Rob Kaczynski and I forget the guy that plays Ogrim, that might have been
Robert Kaczynski.
He plays Ogrim, right?
Yes.
Who played
Clancy Brown? Played Blackhand.
Blackhand, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's and so is Rob Kaczynski, who played.
Toby Kebbell. Durotan.
Durotan. That's my guy.
Oh, dude.
So that's three actors that I personally think are actually great actors. Yep. And they play orcs, which again, I'm nothing against it, but it's a highly CGI'd character, and by highly I mean all the way.
Oh yeah.
So these actors could have easily played, I mean, they're better than CGI. Not saying that they were cast poorly, but I feel like.
So you feel like it should be nobodies?
No, I'm just saying I feel like.
If you guys can't work for real,
I feel like these characters are so. It's not like Avatar where they basically have human faces.
Right.
Where you can see Zoe Saldana as the character. You know, you see her face or whatever. Or who was the guy that played in that movie? Who cares? Nobody wants to talk about Avatar. All I'm saying is there was a few great actors in there that really, I think, they might have brought something to it. They probably did, but I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, the guy who played Durotan, he killed
that, it. That character...
He destroyed that role.
That character, like,
perfectly
sold
cast.
Beyond... The, yeah, I mean, just... And they do say that a lot of the, like, even though it's highly CGI'd, you know, most, almost all facial expressions come from the actor. Yeah. You know, so it is, so I will give him that, that a lot of that probably was him, and maybe it was perfect. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, I thought he was amazing.
I get it's not even a problem I have. I'm saying the actors were almost too good. That's what I'm saying.
Word.
No, I didn't think there was a single miscast person in except the for the King's movie. Hairdo. No, because
I feel like that's a typical fantasy hairdo.
No.
Oh, totally, actually is. No, you that's absolutely like, from Robin Hood Men in Tights or something.
I wouldn't call that Prince
Valium. From Spaceballs. Yes.
No.
Come back.
No. The thing in Warcraft is you cannot have a game without a bad human hairdo.
Oh, it's,
so it's what makes it. I guarantee you that's a nod to the bad human hairdo.
And when I saw it, I'm like, this guy looks like a king. Like, he looks like exactly when
how
you...
How can you tell? When he you're, hasn't got shit all over him.
When you're marching up. You know, every cutscene that anybody's ever played in their life walks up to that dude with bangs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
All right, we're pushing like 45 minutes here.
Already?
So let's, any pertinent information, and let's number it and get out of here.
I don't know. I just, other than the fact that, like, I went into this movie expecting to like it. So I almost hyped myself up too much, but I still think that it was even better than I thought it was going to be. Really. I mean, it's not going to be a 10, but it's going to be decent. We'll get to that part in a minute. Joe?
So. I thought the movie was absolutely fantastic. It was very well done. You could see that Blizzard had a lot to do with it. I think the director choice was awesome. I've been waiting for this movie for years. I'm literally, like, it's got to be, like, 8 years since they first started even talking about it. And the wait was worth it. It was absolutely great, and I cannot wait.
I mean, how psyched are you that they're going to make more?
Dude, I'm still pumped from seeing the first one.
That's what
like, I'm still geeked up inside.
Like, even me, like, you know, again, I'm not trying to be the Warcraft basher here. But.
Yeah, I'm actually very happy because I'll be able to go see it again when I take my nephew.
Right. And, for sure. And it's almost, I feel we haven't checked the numbers, but I have to imagine this movie's doing okay.
Oh, I would imagine
may
so.
Do all right.
You know how much it costs to make, but you haven't checked the numbers to see how well it's doing?
Jesus Christ. No, I actually haven't looked at that.
Well, it's probably going to win. There's nothing else coming out. Well, there was like a chick flick or something.
Oh, yeah. If you could go see Warcraft or whatever you were speaking of, go see Warcraft.
Right. No, hands down for sure. But yeah, like I said, the setup is primed for sequel. Which,
oh, God, yes.
I mean, it couldn't even, I mean, I haven't seen something teed up like this in a while.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely set up for follow-ups.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think that they're going to be, if they're half as good as this, they're worth seeing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
What do you got, Scott?
Just on Friday overseas, $16 million, and it's at $144 million in China through Saturday.
China,
yeah, just China.
Oh, it's big over there.
It's yeah, they, it's doing.
Oh yeah,
good.
You know no, what? Well, yeah, and because it wasn't China was Warcraft and Japan is Final Fantasy, isn't that right?
I have no idea.
I feel like that. I'm 90% sure that was the thing. And that was like
a lot of Japanese players
like played Final
Fantasy. It's a Japanese game,
and I know that. I think that was like the old. I don't want to say Asian competition, but it was the
there's definitely
that might have been super racist.
Dislike between. Well, no, there's it's just there's a known dislike,
right? And I think that was
that
part
comes
of the
from
thing.
A history, you know,
and that was a whole.
There's a
in
lot
China,
of
China they played Warcraft and in Japan they played Final Fantasy.
You have a lot of Chinese players. They actually have their own version. There's
Final
a rule.
Fantasy does.
There's a rule
for Japanese.
Yeah, there's a rule in China though where you cannot have anything that represents death, exposed bone or anything like that. No, but they have their own version of it where the undead look very different than they do in the game elsewhere in the world. But, I mean, the game's, like I said, it's popular all over the world and like every continent that exists, you know what I'm saying? So my group of friends that I played with were all people from Alaska. Hmm. I played with like quite a few Alaskan players.
Sweet.
Your turn.
All right. Yeah, so looking the way it does, I had no preconceived notions because, like I said, I didn't really pay that close attention to it.
Yeah, and you didn't even really see trailers.
No, not at all.
So you had like almost no idea what you were
pretty even, much. I was just going because you guys were like, hey, you want to go? I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go. Plus, I mean, it's fantasy. You're a I like good fantasy.
Friend. Oh, yeah.
Boom. But you know what? I mean, this movie, it really was awesome. It looked phenomenal. The story was very involved, very well told. I'm going to give it an 8.5. When I see it again, it probably will go up. Honestly, it was really a solid film.
Dig it. I am going to just go ahead and say one more thing. That there wasn't a lot of jokes, but there was a couple, and they were actually hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They threw a couple when he reached out his hand. I'm doing the reach out your hand to help you up motion.
Oh.
And then walked away.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
A little pee came out. It was hilarious.
I feel like you guys have it. Never mind.
Just because you weren't ready for, you know what I mean? Yeah. At that point in time, there was a couple little goofy moments, but nothing stand out funny. And when that happened, I was just like, oh, man.
No,
you almost weren't ready for the joke because everything was kind of, you were in a serious moment too of the movie, and they kind of threw a little lightheartedness at it, and I thought that was hilarious.
You don't make jokes in the Batcave,
dude.
Yeah, the game doesn't take itself too seriously. There's a lot of in jokes and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a. I'm gonna give it a 9. I was gonna give it in the neighborhood of 8.5, but I know for a fact that when I watch it again, as I was watching it, I thought that it could be a movie that, you know, like a Guardians of the Galaxy, you just throw it on sometimes. You know what I mean? You could watch that any time of the week. And I think this movie is definitely going to be one of them, so I'm giving it a 9 for sure.
Like I said, I've been waiting for this movie.
You can't give it an 11. Go ahead.
I've been waiting for this movie for years now, and for as long as I've been waiting for it, it was absolutely worth the wait. They put a lot of care into making sure that this movie was done correctly, and I think they did a fantastic job. I'm giving it a 9.5.
Dig it.
It's the best video game related movie I've ever seen. There is nothing, you know, I mean, it's really, I can't even find, like, really much to be disappointed about. I mean, like, there's just, everything about it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, video game movies that are even in the neighborhood, and I don't know that there are. With the exception of maybe the Resident Evil movies.
See, I was thinking
a couple of those were okay.
See, I was thinking I'm probably going to get some arguments from some Resident Evil fans, but I mean, I love those games, but I've got to go with
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah, no, right. I'm not saying that movies are bad either. I'm just saying this one I also think is better, and I'm not even a Warcraft fan. I was a Resident Evil fan back in the day because that was a cool shooter game.
Oh, God, yeah. When you played that first one.
You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure.
Scared the crap out of you.
When the first movie came out and everyone's like, oh, Mila Jovovich, and you're like, eh. She ended up turning out to be badass, and you're like, man, this movie's awesome. And the problem with that is that movie is pretty old now, and like you said, up until now, I don't think it's even had competition.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking like there's a new Doom coming out that might be awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't think so, because the old Doom game movie was okay. Wasn't bad. There's, you know, Hitman movies, but game movies come out and they're okay.
See, one thing one thing I wanted to say about this was that, to me, it's not an old adage because it's a lie. I mean, it's absolutely true. Time flies when you're having fun.
For sure.
The sign of a really, really fantastic movie to me is where I am completely unaware of time, and that movie finishes in I feel like is minutes.
No, you're right.
Okay, and the thing is there was no point. I was so immersed in this movie, there was no point in time where I was actually consciously thinking about the time that was passing.
No, even when we saw Batman, which is obviously a long movie, yeah, and I obviously loved it, there was a couple parts in that movie where I'm like, shit, we've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit the nail on that one, because like when that movie was wrapping up, I was like, shit.
Yeah, I was
ready for another hour.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
I was like, man, I want to see where this baby's going.
Yeah.
They cliff hung me.
Oh, you will see.
They cliff hung me out to dry.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Are we done nerding here?
Are you done
possibly
checking Facebook, Brian?
Pretty much, yeah.
He called you Brian.
Well, there you have it. Warcraft movie, if you're a fan of the game or a fan of fantasy in general, you will thoroughly enjoy it. It is highly recommended you go see it. Until next time, you can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. You can find Joe at Morbid Lobster, and you can find Mike at Review and Roast, because he's a dork and no one follows his Mike Miro 7. We might do some board game ones.
I follow it.
Coming up shortly, so stay tuned for that, and head to reviewandroast.com to buy your movie tickets.
And we need to do an Overwatch one.
And we're going to do an Overwatch one. So get on it. We will see you then.
Get
Take
on
it,
it
easy.
It.